And tell me your name, sir.
Rene Taillefer.
Can you spell the last name?
Taillefer.
And tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
My history was I joined in 1960, January 8, 1960, and I retired in January 8, 1981. In 1981. And my first year, I went to depot through Calgary, and then from there, November 1960, we went to Germany, and I did 3 years in Germany and come back to Victoria when the battalion moved back here in 1963, November 1963.
You at Work Point Barracks?
At Work Point, and I was posted there for 18 years until I finished spending 22 years in, and then I got out of the Army and worked for the dairy. First of all, it was Palm Dairies at the time, and we were bought out 10 years later by Allen Farms, and after 20 years working at the dairy, then I retired at 60.
And what were your duties at Work Point?
At Work Point, I was in recce platoon. I was in a rifle company. Well, in my last years was in recce platoon, and that was my last year of Cyprus. Went in Cyprus in 1980, and prior to that, I'd been in Cyprus in 1965, 1970, and in 1980. That's my last tour in Cyprus.
So three times.
Three times, yes. And also, I was sort of a hockey player. Played for the Queen's Own Rifles.
Oh, they had a hockey team.
Yeah, we used to play against University of Victoria, and there was two other civilian teams, and this was the Friday night hockey. And that was the only hockey in town at the time, really.
What arena did you play at?
In Esquimalt.
Okay, at the Archie Browning?
Archie Browning, yeah. And that was, we used to pack the rafters every Friday night. Of course, you know, the young kids used to get all drunk up in the mess on a Friday afternoon and come and cheer for us on Friday nights, you know, like it was always a double header game. So, especially if it was the first game, they used to come out, and our band always came out with it.
On a Friday night,
and that was sort of a family thing, and you know, and then you get together after the games, and yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the 150th celebration?
Well, I love it. As you can see, our association's very strong, and a lot of work went in it by our committee, and they did a fabulous job coordinating everything, and it's nice to see guys you haven't seen before, guys you don't even realize, you think you know who they are, and then you say, gee, that's that guy, yeah. So yeah, it was very nice meeting everybody again.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
And I'd like to take your picture of that, sir.
Oh, by all means.